We all love the Great Barrier Reef, but many of us also like a nice piece of fish on our plates, maybe served up with a bit of lemon butter. But with fishing and tourism both impacting on reefs, how can we make sure we can continue to have both the reef and a fishing industry? Professor Claire Armstrong is from the Norwegian College of Fishery Science at UiT, the Arctic University of Norway. She's doing research on how our coral reefs are actually contributing to making our fisheries more sustainable. Her work focuses on corals so deep in the ocean that we can't see them. But they're valuable to us simply because they're not being visited by tourists, as she explains to reporter Micah Vayers.
In your research, you talk a bit about the non-use values. Could you explain what you mean by that?
Well, in the research that my colleagues and I have done, we try to assess how people see these corals that they can't use, because remember, these corals are deep, deep down in the sea, so they'll never experience them in you know, face to face, if you will. So our question then was how people would trade off between other economic activities in the deep sea. In the Norwegian case, it's oil and fisheries, and between how they would then trade off between these economic activities and the pure existence of these corals, besides the fact that they might be important to fisheries. And what we find is that people have a very high valuation of these habitats being kept as environments for fish, and that they trade off clearly to the benefit of keeping natural environments for fish, also without any regard to that fish being food for themselves.
Your work focuses on coral forests and fisheries that coexist offshore in Norway, but rather than coexist, aren't those two natural enemies?
Yes and no. The fact that some fishing activities actually impact on the corals points to what you're suggesting, that they might be enemies in a sense. The other aspect is, of course, that corals can be important environments for fish. And in that sense, they contribute to the stocks that the fisheries depend upon.
What could Australia learn from your work when it comes to making decisions regarding the protection of the Great Barrier Reef, for example?
Well, I don't feel that I'm in a position to to really comment on the management of the Great Barrier Reef, but I think my research points perhaps even more to other environments, because I think today you're doing a very impressive job on the Great Barrier Reef, and the rest of the world learns a lot from that. But perhaps more importantly are these habitats that we don't see, that aren't so visible, that aren't so near and dear with regards to other uses such as tourism and recreation, but that there's a lot of environments, natural environments, that we are not taking into account actually are important, both from perhaps a fisheries point of view, but also from a general public valuation of environments that we're not using.
Some people might say that protecting corals or protecting the Great Barrier Reef means that it is less efficient for fishing companies and might put the industry in danger.
The Norwegian experience has actually showed that fishers are relatively positive to protection, for one reason being that they see that it may be important to them, and that our knowledge today is such that we don't know how important these natural environments are. We don't know sufficiently how important they are, also in the end, for the industry itself. Another aspect is, of course, at least from the Norwegian perspective, they don't want that negative press that being coral thrashers or destroyers would involve. And so they see it as important to, given the fact that the public value these resources, it is a general sort of public relations aspect that they are also interested in protecting these resources.
When it comes to the Australian situation, you said Australia is doing quite well. Could you give an example of what you think is going well?
The way that you have zoned and the many different ways that you manage different type of interests or different types of services that emanate from the reefs is very advanced compared to most other places in the world. So even though there's lots of issues, I know with regards to how you manage it, you are, after all, doing a lot better job than many other places in the world.
Professor Claire Armstrong from the Norwegian College of Fishery Science at UiT, the Arctic University of Norway. She was speaking with Micah Vaers.